Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Why are you saying it like that, Samantha?
I'm practicing my pronunciation so that people understand what I'm saying.
Well, you sound ridiculous. I'm just saying, if you want to practice, then you have to practice like the real people. Like, with like, wow.
I got that from Pitch Perfect. Wow, wow.
Right? You gotta do that. That's what you gotta be like, me, like that.
No.
Yeah, right? La, 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 like that.
I was watching Ryan teach Kelly how to DJ, and he said pronunciation was very important.
Did we even say hi to the friends of the podcast?
No, we didn't.
Oh, Samantha.
Oh, you're slipping.
Not me. You got all off track.
Well, because I was trying to pronunciate.
I don't like you right now. I'm just saying. I don't like you right now.
I wanted to punch you in the head 2 minutes ago.
Nice. That's nice. Hi, friends of the podcast. It's Lisa.
Hi, everybody. It's Sam.
And apparently, Sam has some pent-up anger issues.
Well, on Tuesday, I wanted to punch someone in the throat. So it seems to be a very violent week for me.
You know, it's weird, hey? Because I don't have a violent tendency whatsoever. I don't go around looking to fight. I don't go around wanting to beat people up. I'm not really like the bruiser.
People just need to be around you and they kind of get that vibe or feeling off of you every once in a while.
Why is that, Samantha? Please explain.
Sometimes you're difficult, Lisa.
I'm not difficult at all. How do you find me difficult? Explain that. Friends of the podcast, I feel like she's being a bit of a bully right now.
No, I'm not.
I think you are.
I'm being a realist, Lisa.
I don't think you are,
yes,
Samantha.
Yes, I am.
I think you think that you're all sassy because your hair's not in your little 1-inch ponytail.
Oh, now we're picking on my hair?
Uh-huh. Bitch, please. I'm just saying. You want to go? I'm sure I have it in me. Right? I always think, I bet you I'm really, really strong and you just don't know it.
And you're not.
You don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never tried to take you out. But I could.
That's
fine. Right? I could
take you out.
Right? I might be strong.
All right, Lisa.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Let's get physical.
I don't want to get physical. I don't want to do nothing like that whatsoever. But you know what? Okay, so here, friends of the podcast, I need to get this off my chest. I need to know what people think about this. And I get that it's food related, because plus size women, here we are, right?
Well, we ate pizza in the car before our podcast.
We did, because we're sitting in the Lowe's parking lot, stealing the Wi-Fi.
Eating
Little Caesars pizza. And it was good. Hot and ready.
Pizza.
Yeah, $9. I don't know what that is in your dollars, UK, or
the States,
or China, or Japan. I only know what's in Canadian dollars, and you said it was $9.
$9.
Did I get my rate change back?
Yes, you did, Lisa.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Because I didn't pay. We only split it.
Calm down.
Okay, so yesterday, friends of the podcast, we went out for lunch.
Yes, we did.
Okay. And the first thing I saw was the special. And the special on the board, and maybe I have a dirty mind. I don't know. I don't think I do, though. I'm pretty sure my husband wouldn't say I have a dirty mind. But the first thing I saw was the special. And the special was pulled pork. And
all it was pulled chicken.
Pulled chicken. And all I thought, Samantha, was, that seems dirty.
You don't even like pulled pork.
I just think, it sounds like I'm like jerking my chicken. Like, it just sounds weird. That's what I'm saying. That's what I get. I'm jerking my chicken.
She won't eat pulled pork or pulled chicken.
Sounds abusive.
She's like, why are people touching it with their hands?
Yeah, why are we
pulling it?
Why are you pulling the pork?
Yeah.
And then that sounds kind of...
So you made it dirty and sexual in a very strange way.
I know, and I didn't mean to, but that's how my mind kind of sees it.
I know.
Right? And that was my issue. So when I saw that menu board, I was just like, it kind of made me a little bit cranky.
But it's funny, because you would like that kind of food, because it has tons of sauce.
I know, but
then
I just...
And you're a bit of a sauce whore.
I am. I'm a huge sauce whore. Anything with a sauce. But the thing is I just, it doesn't sound appealing to me. Pulled pork. Pulled chicken. I just, nah.
I'm sure it's fine, Lisa.
I'm sure it is. And I know that it's really, really popular. So I'm sure at the end of the day, Samantha, I'm missing out on it.
You are.
Right? But you know what? I don't want to jerk my chicken. I don't want to pull my pork. I don't want to do anything like that.
Oh my God, the way you say it, it makes it sound bad. Right?
I don't want to do anything like that. But you know what else I really don't want?
What?
I got such a beat
here.
Oh
yeah, you worked up a little.
I did. It just came back. I don't want to wrap my burger in a goddamn piece of lettuce. Because friends of the podcast, here's the thing, right? I get the gluten-free, the this-free, the that-free, and I get the health craze. I'm plus size, but I still get all the things that people want, mm-hmm. right? But when I'm looking at the menu and I'm looking at all the list of the burgers and all, they're all like the guacamole, relish, mustard, onion crisps, sauteed this, sauteed that, peppers, and wrap it in lettuce. I was like choked. I was like kind of pissed.
Well, one, it would be hard to eat.
Yeah. Pardon my language, friends of the podcast. Fuck you, lettuce on my burger, lettuce around my burger. That's what I think. I'm kicking it out.
Kicking it out?
Yeah. I think that it would be hard to eat.
Yeah, it would
be. It would be messy. Nah. Why do I want that?
But the point of eating a burger is that you have a bun.
But if you don't want the bun because you're gluten-free or allergy-free,
then just eat the hamburger.
Or hypoallergenic, or you're allergic to the cats, or whatever, I'm just saying.
What is being allergic to a cat?
I'm just throwing that in.
Do with anything.
I'm just throwing it in as an additional allergy. Because, right? Then have it open-faced with no burger, no bun. Right?
Yes.
No bun. Just patties.
Just patties.
Yeah. That, just go with that.
Okay.
I'm just saying. So it was just really weird. I think I was really surprised that I just didn't get the whole lettuce.
Do you need me to turn up the AC in the car because your face is all red? You got a little worked up about
that. Got a little worked up. Right? Like I said, don't pull my chicken. Don't jerk my pork. And don't make me wrap my beef in a piece of lettuce.
That's your sexual innuendos for the week, folks.
All out of my system. So, friends of the podcast.
How do you go on from there? I don't even know. You've like ruined food.
I ruined food. I just had to vent.
God.
I just had to say.
I am so sorry for all of this, people.
But let's be honest, friends of the podcast, you already know that Lisa's a little, I'm a little bit quirky.
And a little particular about her food.
And I'm still eating watermelon, but I don't want to get into that. I don't want to get into that because I'm not proud. I'm not proud of that, but I'm still eating watermelon.
All right.
So Samantha, let's talk about what we're here to talk about.
Well, we're going to talk about, hey, summer shrunk my winter clothes.
So disappointed.
So disappointed
in us.
Well, you know what we're disappointed in?
We need to hang our head in shame.
Is that the seasons...
made us gain weight.
They're against us.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Any season, doesn't matter, they're going to screw up our clothes.
We gained weight.
Speak for yourself.
Samantha, I hang my head.
Okay.
Right?
Or did we gain weight? Let's look at it this way. Let's spin it. Did we gain weight because summer was that good?
Well, it's possible, but here's the thing.
Can we spin it that we had the best? So we had such a great
time. We had
time
a good summer. We had such
a good summer. We like ate the right foods. We drank the right beers.
All of it. We did all of it.
Watermelon to make us feel a little
bloated. My belly. Friends of the podcast, if you saw my belly, you'd think that there was a watermelon in it. Full size one. God knows it's not a baby. But it's something. But here's the thing, Samantha. Okay, so one of our very first episodes that we did, like within the first two or three, was I think that summer shrunk.
No, I think
winter shrunk my summer clothes.
Yeah.
And we talked about different things in that podcast. So friends, if you don't recall, or maybe you haven't listened to that one, the gist of it was that we were going into the summer season and we were really concerned about different things because we were afraid that our summer clothes were maybe going to be a little bit tighter.
Winter was a little rough.
Yeah. So we talked about things like what did fit, what wouldn't fit, why it would fit, why it's better to buy cheap.
Mm-hmm. And the things that do fit always.
Yes.
The constant things in our life.
Right. So like in the summer, right, we were happy that flip-flops fit.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Because I didn't do enough of me.
Yeah, okay, don't.
You cut me off.
Yeah.
So sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Right? So we talked about that. We talked just about different things, about how you know, we spent less money on summer clothes than winter clothes, mm-hmm. and things like that. But the whole gist of it was that we felt that some of our summer clothes were a little bit smaller.
Yes.
Right?
And guess what? Summer shrunk my winter clothes.
Summer shrunk your winter clothes. Summer bitch. Shrunk my winter clothes. Summer's a bitch.
Summer is a bitch.
I treated summer good.
I did too.
I played summer hard. Right? I played 2 weeks up at the trailer. I played that bitch hard. I played the games with the summer.
You got physical.
I got sunburnt. Right? I got burnt.
Oh my God.
I worried about my toes.
Worried about your toes.
All those things.
Yeah.
I felt that we played summer well this year.
I did. I even participated in water sports.
You did water sports.
I almost drowned myself 3 times.
Right.
Doing that.
Right.
However.
We wore bathing suits.
Yes.
We played by its rules. And what does that, and I think summer's a girl. What did that bitch do? That bitch made my winter clothes a little bit sunk.
You know why?
Why?
Because she wants us to remember her.
Well, isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but too bad it won't be fondly.
Yeah, I know. But winter's going to be mean to us too now. Because now, because we had such a great summer.
Winter has its own issues.
Next time, it's going to be bad.
I don't know. But I think what the problem is, but here's the thing, friends of the podcast. Why is there no drapey clothes in the winter? Where's the drapey?
No, there's still drapey.
I don't think so.
Well, there's a lot of sweaters.
Yeah.
A lot of cardigans. A lot of V-necks. A lot of pullovers. A lot of shaker knits.
I feel at my very fattest in a sweater. Look at me today in a sweater. And I feel at my very fattest. That's all I thought all day was I felt very fat. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only cardigans I wear...
Hate sweaters.
The only sweater I wear is a cardigan because I feel like if I layer, then at least it billows a little bit. Because I think when you're in a sweater, you feel like a sausage.
Yeah, so here's the thing, right? If you find yourself looking in the mirror and thinking you look like a sausage, you probably do, and you shouldn't wear that sweater.
Yeah.
You know what happens to me? Samantha, is I'll stand in front of the mirror, I'll put my sweater on over my head, and I'll start to put my arms in, like, to the shoulder part. Mm-hmm. And then I try and stretch it out. Like if I'm a bird ready to spread my wings and fly.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, and I think God. That if you do that, you shouldn't. That sweater's too small.
Well, if you're already trying to stretch it and you haven't really got it on your body
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, it's not fully on.
That's the indicator, right? Lisa, that it's a wrong idea.
Yeah, my arms aren't in and committed to the sweater. Right? So you're absolutely right. And here's the other thing too, right? Like I love a good hoodie. But not a hugging hoodie.
No.
Not a huggable hoodie.
Not a huggable hoodie.
No.
People.
Right? Don't wear a huggable hoodie.
Just because it can zip up
does not mean
that you should be wearing this out in public.
No.
I'm just saying.
No. But you know what's really interesting? Is that they say that people gain weight in the summer because it lowers our metabolism so much.
It's so hot.
Yeah. Because it's so hot.
And we had a hot summer here in Saskatoon.
We were hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
Right, we went to the lake, hot.
It was unseasonably warm, and actually, I probably ate more, like,
they say the salads. They say the salads are bad, too.
Well, because it's potato salad.
Yeah, right, potato salad and egg, bad. Mayonnaise, bad. And then I thought, well, you know what, though, I ate a lot of, like, I enjoy, like, a good salad, but then I thought, oh, probably shouldn't put on the extra thousand island. Bad.
Probably not.
Kills it. Because we had a couple salads out on a patio.
Yeah, but then it's the ice creams that you're eating. Oh, but I'm hot, so I'm going to need an ice cream.
Maybe I
need a freezy. It's all that sugar we're consuming.
Yeah, I need a beer. But it was a light. Apparently didn't matter.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
I think it's all things. But you know the one thing I'm really happy with, though, Samantha? Hmm. Is I don't feel any pressure to show my toes now.
Well, no, because it's going into winter.
Thank God.
That's the closed-toed shoe.
Yeah, that's the plus for me.
Yeah, but now there's stress about a shoe.
No, because you know what? My Converse, they never let me down.
No, I'm not talking about that shoe.
Oh,
I'm talking about your work shoes.
Look at I'm wearing new work shoes today, mm-hmm. right? And hurt my feet all day.
Because those are the ones that hurt.
Yeah, I thought I would wear them today.
Nah.
My parting words to Mike today were, I'm going to try these shoes, and if they don't hurt, then Samantha's only going to have to put up with me buying one pair on Sunday.
Oh, God.
That's what and he just kind of like rolled his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he's right.
Yeah. And guess what? These hurt my feet all day. Mm-hmm. But you said your new shoes are hurting your feet.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah. Why just sometimes?
My bunions.
Ah, I know, right? Because we're women of a certain age.
We're
in our bunion years. Because I think that's what really hurting mine is my bunion too. And then
they say
you can get those bunion pads.
Oh, they
that just
help.
Adds more pressure.
Yes.
Right?
That doesn't even make sense.
No.
Okay, do you know what another indicator though of things that don't fit?
What?
It's when you have to do the deep knee bend in your pants.
Oh, yeah.
To make them kind of stretch out so you can breathe.
Yeah. And you know what, friends of the podcast, if you do up your pants and you're huffing and puffing, wrong pant.
Yeah, if you can't breathe and
you need to go up a size.
You need to like let the pants go.
Summer shrunk your winter pants.
Yeah. And if you're tugging your shirt down,
yeah,
then it's time. It's time for that shirt to go away.
It's completely time.
Yeah, sorry guys. We're letting the reason why we know all of these indicators.
Because we go through it.
It's because it's happening.
It's happening. It's happening. I put some things on.
It's not
pretty. And you know what else though I hate? My tan's gone.
I still have a bit of mine.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You don't.
Yeah, I do.
You don't.
Yeah, I do.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
Take a look.
You're white.
You're white.
Look at that.
Yeah.
No. Hi, compared to you, I'm a light beige.
Hi, my hand is the opposite way right now. My hand is on the other side.
I'm a light beige still.
Barely.
Really?
Barely.
Really?
Barely.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying.
I can't even talk to you right
I'm
now.
I'm just saying. So right now the fat girls are white again. Just wrap your brain around it, Samantha. We fat girls, we're white. We're white. We're white again.
Okay, but Lisa.
Samantha.
Lisa.
Samantha.
I have tried on other things besides clothes. Do you know my shoes still fit?
Yeah.
My boots still fit.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a boot girl.
Yeah. And I bought a new fall purse.
Yeah.
That fits.
Shut up.
My necklace
Shut
is still...
up. Shut up.
You told me you bought your purse, your lunch bag.
Listen, you... Oh, I can't believe you brought the purse up.
Whatever.
Friends of the podcast, it's a really touchy subject. So back in the day when Sam and I were really good friends...
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God.
We used to go shopping for purses. Now one of us just does it on our own.
I got lucky at Winners.
It looks like a doctor's bag.
I like it.
It's black with the handles... Dr. Sperling is in the house.
It's a Steve Madden purse.
Big deal.
It's a big deal to
it's
me.
Missing a D. Oh, you almost double-checked it just to make sure.
No. Oh, my God.
Ooh, I'm just saying, Samantha.
Shut up.
It looks a little bit like a doctor's bag.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's because you're jealous.
I'm not jealous of it.
Yeah, you are.
No, yeah. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not.
All right.
I'm kind of jealous of the magnetic things. Because they got, like, little magnets
well,
on them.
Spent more than $4.99 on a lunch bag.
It's a purse.
Call it a purse. It's then you too can have little magnetic things on the side.
It's a purse. Like my
Spend
locker.
Spend more than $4.99, Lisa.
I'm just saying, Samantha.
When Break I, out the wallet. When Break I, out the credit
when
card.
When I see one that I like, pencil me in.
Lisa's cheap.
I'm not always, I know, I'm not always cheap. I'm not always cheap at all. All
right, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? But I don't know. I think for the most part, I think that I'm going to be okay with the majority of my clothes because, let's be honest, the majority of my clothes are work clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I don't really feel that I outgrow my work clothes.
Yeah.
Weird, hey?
Mm, no, I think some, well, I've gained weight, so yep, I have.
But my one pair of casual pants that I'm bringing them back,
yeah,
my gray ones from Old Navy, bringing them back for like the third season in a row. Yeah.
Well, you know what I think is funny?
What?
Speaking of pants that always fit, my jeans always fit.
Yeah.
And I've had now
You have like always, several, you have so many pairs of jeans.
I have like three or four.
No, I don't think
that
you do.
No, I have three or four that I rotate. Mm. And every time I wear them out on a casual day, like a day off, Lisa goes, oh, new jeans? Nope. I just don't ever wear them that often. Because realistically, we work 5 days out of the week.
Yep.
That means we only have 2 days off.
Exactly.
And if we're going out after work, we're not going home to change.
No. No.
We're so 90% of my wardrobe is dedicated to work clothes and 10% is casual.
Yeah.
And usually, casual clothes, I'm thinking more about tops, like t-shirts and things for summer.
Yeah.
That's when you typically buy more products.
I buy more in the summer.
Because you're worried about your 2 week vacation. Because there's actually days.
Where I need like, I need like 14 shirts. Right?
But like any other week? Yeah, maybe I'll
just
wear
one.
Your one pair
maybe.
Of pants.
And that's only if I'm going out. If I'm at home.
Yeah.
If I'm at home, staying at home.
You know what we need.
What?
We need a good selection of PJs.
I just need the PJ bottoms.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
You wear tank
comfy
top
pants.
On
yeah.
But
yeah, absolutely.
That's what we need to spend our money on.
Yeah.
Because really,
flannel.
Realistically, people, you already know this about us. When we're going home, it's straight to pajamas.
Straight to pajamas, right?
There is no in between.
No in between whatsoever. And you know what? And let me just tell you, we've had about a week and a half of weather that's not like cold and it's kind of more seasonable, I'd say, for the fall, but it's dipping down like a little bit in the
mm-hmm.
nighttime.
Yeah.
Gibson's already have the heat on the red dot.
No.
Yes. Yes. That red dot, that heater got turned on.
How are you coping?
Not well. Not well. Not well.
Because, okay.
Apparently sweating to death does not make you lose weight either. Right?
Because, okay, for anybody who doesn't know, Lisa has a fan going 24/7 in her house.
Yeah.
Even in the winter.
In every room
with
now.
Like minus 40 weather. It's still happening.
Yeah. Hot.
And her husband needs to have the heat turned up pretty much to a tropical temperature.
Oh my God. Very, very tropical.
Day. Yeah.
Yeah. Very tropical.
And there's a dot there because Lisa would occasionally, in the past, turn it down.
And
he'd be like, why'd you move the thermostat?
There's a magic spot, right? There's a magic spot on the thermostat that's for this weather, and it's at the red dot. And so my place, when I walk in, it's already like, whoosh, heat.
Ugh.
Yeah. So I have a fan in the bedroom. I have a fan in the TV room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, ready for this?
I put away my fans.
No, I brought out another fan.
Oh my god.
Yeah, because when I get ready in the morning, I need to have a little bit of fan on my face now. Yeah. So I have one fan that stands up, that's fan on my body, and now I have a fan that stands, that sits on my dresser, fan on my face. That's my now my new morning thing. Because why? Because we're at the red dot way too soon. Way too soon in the season, we're at the red dot.
Well, I mean, it's colder, but it's not that cold.
It's not that cold.
It is not that cold.
But my husband, he's, love him to death, but boy, I tell you, he likes to heat. He likes to be warm.
Okay, so how much do you think you would spend, you'll spend this fall, winter on new winter, on new work clothes?
On work clothes? Mm-hmm. Well, it depends, right? I mean, I get a generous work allowance.
Oh, that's right. Right?
However, not everything there works for me because we don't carry what we used to carry. So how much will I do on work clothes?
A couple $100.
Yeah, probably a couple $100. Just shirts, right? Yeah. Just shirts.
Well, I have to buy more new shirts because they're changing the dress code where I work, which is fine. Doesn't bother me. But
so you can't wear that old rag anymore.
Oh, shut up.
And she looks fine, friends.
I do.
She looks just fine.
I look lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're so pretty.
Oh, shut up. So I have to actually maybe fork out a little bit more money.
Yeah.
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 And I'm not, that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to shop. Who am I kidding?
Exactly.
But I think I need new boots. And boots are expensive. I might hold out a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
See, and I'm not a boot girl.
Because I like when boots go on sale.
But do you remember last year I wanted to be a boot girl?
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
All season I just wanted to wear boots. Boots, yeah. Boots, but no.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. So I'm back to needing casual shoes.
Oh,
And a work shoe. Yeah.
God help me.
I know.
Oh, sorry, I said that out loud, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, and that's not very nice, Samantha. I don't cause you grief when you need to get stuff. I'm like, sure, pencil me in. Oh, that's right. You don't pencil me in. Mm-hmm. You just do it online.
Oh, shut up.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. That seems to be.
Hey, did you know that... on average, a woman spends 90 minutes a week worrying about what she's wearing to work.
Really?
Yeah, that's 5 months in a year.
But see, now that's going to help you now because you said that now your new dress code is going to be all black.
Well,
that's a quick fix.
Because I'm not, because the shirts have to be collared and buttoned down, and I'm like, not that girl.
No.
So I'm more likely to just buy all things black.
All things black. Like, I'm in all black today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So not a lot of thought went into it.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. But sometimes all blacks don't go.
No.
You got to be careful. Friends of the podcast, don't just wear all black thinking you're matching because you might not be.
Because sometimes the fabrics don't look right
fabric
together.
Has, no, it's fabric. Yeah. It's fabric and touch and feel and
And shades of black.
All those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the shades are
the
different.
The shades of black should be pretty similar.
Yeah. And you know what?
Unless it's a pattern.
Every season I look at a really good navy pant and I can't do it.
No, because you always have a shoe dilemma.
I know, and I do, but then I look at all the people in navy pants and they're all in a black shoe, and I'm like, why do I only have that dilemma?
I don't ever see black and navy playing together.
But you won't ever see a navy shoe, so you need to see
black
and navy.
No, but you should not be wearing navy shoes and a navy pant, and that's just wrong.
No, but what color shoes do you wear with a navy pant?
I would be neutral. I'd go neutral.
Not in the winter. Where do you see a neutral shoe? Like, what color is neutral?
Beige.
In the winter?
Or taupe.
No.
Or something.
No. No. No.
See, and I just that's why I feel navy pants never should have been brought into the world.
But
guys can wear blue pants.
And a black dress shoe.
No. A really nice brown dress shoe.
I have a confession.
That looks really nice.
I have a confession now that you just brought it up.
What?
Guys in suits. When I go to Starbucks, I'm always looking at to see how nice men's shoes are. Do you know why?
Why?
Think about it. Why would I be so like, he's got
focused
some
on
nice shoes.
Because of the... length of his foot.
Uh-huh.
You have a dirty mind, Lisa.
When they're in suits for some reason. Not when they're in a jeans.
And you're married a man who doesn't wear a suit unless somebody's getting married or you're putting someone in the ground.
But he's 6'6".
So apparently this podcast isn't really about clothes. It's about Lisa's fetish with food that relates to sexual things.
Weird.
And men wearing suits.
Weird.
In nice dress shoes.
Weird, hey?
In relation to their...
weird.
Package.
Package. Just with their shoes.
Got it.
I don't know. Weird, hey?
It's making a turn. I'm not sure if it's a good turn.
I don't know.
I'm
over it. Sorry, friends of the podcast. It's just a weird thing. When I see a really nicely dressed man in a suit, I go right to his feet.
I like men who wear good shoes.
Yeah.
Not crappy shoes.
No. Why the good shoes?
I don't know.
Probably for the same reason deep down.
Well, no, because if they have nice shoes on and they've kept them nice,
yeah,
that makes me think they care. They're detail-oriented people.
That's a fine man.
It's a fine man.
But Samantha, we're not here to talk about men.
No, we're not. Oh, my God.
Okay?
Stop it.
Get back on track. Okay.
Bitch, please.
Okay, so here's my question. So also when we did our summer podcast, we talked about maintenance. Right?
And for those people who don't know what maintenance is, Lisa's talking about winter hygiene.
Yes. So we talked about summer maintenance, which was, right? Shave, wax, wax on, wax off, whatever that looks like.
Pluck, whatever it looks like, people.
Just be hygienically appropriate.
Yeah.
Have good feet.
Okay, so but now we're running into a problem with winter.
Yeah, because you know what?
Because we cover up in winter.
Yeah, so do you think that means that most women are hairy? Do most women go hairy through the winter?
I don't know.
I don't do it. I maintain.
Because sometimes...
I maintain.
It's interesting to see how long your leg hair can grow before it starts to make you, like, feel weird.
Really? I don't know what that's like because I maintain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which now I'm thinking you don't.
No, because I don't think I... No, that's funny.
Right?
I do.
You do, but now... Beep, beep, beep. That's the sound of Samantha backing up.
But it can be... Women can get lazy because we cover up all the areas that typically you would see in the summer.
Yeah. Kind of weird.
Okay, so basically what Lisa is saying...
Winterize. Winterize.
Just like I got to winterize Betty.
Just like you got to winterize your car. You're still going in to make sure that you got the right oil for the minus 40.
The right oil.
You got the right tires. You know what? Right?
Oh my God.
You got the right... You can put it on your winter tires.
You put in your winter oil.
Right? Right? If you go outside, they're still putting salt on the sidewalk. So do all the steps.
What is the salt for women?
I don't know. But just salt. Women, just use the salt.
Use the salt.
Put the spare tires on. Right? Just winterize.
So basically, we want you guys to just... You're in the shower anyways. The razor's there.
Yeah. Just, you know what?
It's a couple of quick swipes.
Keep supporting Gillette.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What did Gillette ever do to us to not want us to... Right?
They didn't do nothing, Lisa.
But you know what, though? But here's the thing, is that... Like, I get a little fuzzy on my face.
Do you shave your face?
Nope. I use Nair for face.
Really?
Yeah. Serious. Because I don't want to be fuzzy.
So really, you would be like... fat lady.
Really? I said I get fuzzy.
You're the fat lady.
I'm not the fat lady.
With a beard.
Yeah, because I'm so hairy. I said I get fuzzy. I said I get a little peach fuzzy.
I'm sorry, I'm just picturing it.
Really? You could picture me with a beard?
I am.
And friends of the podcast, I'm not that fat of a lady either.
And she doesn't wear dresses, so...
And I don't wear dresses, right? I don't wear dresses. I'm not that fat. I'm a little bit fuzzy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I nair.
Laughing so hard.
Yeah,
crying.
I hope you choke right now is what I'm hoping. So anyways, friends of the podcast, thank you, Samantha.
Oh,
I'm just being honest, right? You just alluded to the fact that you don't shave your legs all winter.
I live by myself.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't offend anyone.
Take pride in your hygiene.
Whatever.
Winterize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll take it under advisement.
Take it under big advisement. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So friends of the podcast, I'm not a hairy woman. And I'm not that big of a woman. Now I got to defend myself. And I'm not that big of a woman. Now I feel I got to post a real picture. Way
Stop.
To go.
No. Don't post real
pictures. I'm not. Because that's the magic of us.
Yes.
That's
you don't
the magic
even know what
us.
We look like.
You don't. But I did just get my hair cut. I look an awful lot like my emoji.
You're so pretty.
And Lisa's the one on the left.
She did show her.
I did. I said, I want this hair.
She showed her emoji picture to her hairdresser.
I did, and I kind of got it.
Oh.
Right? I kind of got that
she
emoji
did.
Hair.
I know, she did really
she did
well
really
with
good.
That, with that picture.
Yeah, I think
That's
so, too.
Funny.
Yeah. You know, and your hair's down today, so you look a little more like your emoji,
I do
too.
Look a little more about my emoji.
We are, like, all over the place.
We are. Okay, but I got one more thing.
Okay.
I need you to help me out.
Okay.
The one thing I didn't try on.
Oh.
You know how much I love that winter coat I bought.
Oh, Samantha.
I'm anxious about it because I love it.
You can move the buttons.
Okay. No.
But you got to take it to a seamstress.
But, like, you don't think moving the buttons is going to ruin the line of the coat?
You got to take it to a seamstress. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'm feeling so anxious because they gained, like, 15 pounds. And I'm like, I'm not going to fit confident am I wearing a coat?
You're not. You might not. And then you're gonna spend more money.
Because I'm going to go home, and at some point, I will try on my winter coat.
Not today.
And I'm going to be texting you curled up in a ball on my floor going, I need a new coat.
And I'm going to be your best friend ever and say, we'll find you a new coat, fat girl.
You go, old girl.
You call you foggy, fat old girl. It's okay, fat old girl. Right? That's what we'll be saying. My coat's fine. I bought it a little roomy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. But I gotta get the buttons. I gotta get the buttons tightened or something, because I'm always pulling on my buttons. Yeah. But your coat looks...
You always have a button problem.
I'm like aggressive. I'm like an aggressive buttoner. And it's funny because, so friends of the podcast, my winter coat is just like a pea coat, right? So last year I bought a Calvin Klein pea coat because...
Look at you name dropping.
I know. Go figure. But I did. And it's like a double-breasted one. And for some reason, I don't know why, but I can't keep the buttons tight. I just do my buttons. Maybe I wasn't taught how to do buttons properly.
Maybe you're
very
aggressive and you don't realize it.
Well, I don't just rip it off. I'm home. I don't just start ripping off my coat. I don't at all.
Buttons are fine in my coat. Well, that's if they do up again. So let's be honest.
Hopefully they're okay. But I noticed last year your buttons are fine. Because remember I said to you, how come your buttons never... My buttons by the end of the winter are hanging by a thread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're very aggressive with yours.
Remember the 1 year and I tried to sew on my own buttons?
Yeah, that was bad.
Because I can't sew.
Yeah, it was horrible.
It was really bad. And then I pretended that I didn't, you couldn't tell, but you could.
And you could.
You could.
Yeah,
we all could. So I'm taking my coat to a seamstress to get my buttons tightened for this winter season. So maybe you need to bring your coat.
Just to get them moved.
So I'll be like, I need mine tightened, but my friend here.
Move.
She need them moved. That's what we might have to do.
Okay, but I'm also thinking I need for my winter coat because I love it. Because I'm going to try desperately to fit into it.
A new scarf.
I barely like a scarf.
You used to love a scarf.
I'm so hot all the time.
Because you used to love a scarf.
So, however, I bought new gloves last year.
Yeah, because you needed new gloves. Because you had like almost holes in your gloves.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
But I think I want mittens
for the cold days. Samantha.
What is wrong? Mittens are fine.
You're almost 50, for Christ's sakes. You don't wear mittens. Adults don't wear mittens. Adults wear gloves.
You've offended me.
Well, you kind of offended me, I think, with the whole, I think I want to get mittens. Why? Is that so you can, like, play in the snow, make some snowballs?
No, but mittens, because when your fingers are together in a mitten, they stay warmer.
You're talking to the girl who takes the bus every day to
work.
And
you wear your big manly
gloves. No, I wear my gloves.
That your
They're not manly.
Husband bought you.
No. I just wear my gray thin slate gloves. Mm-hmm. I don't put on a toque. I don't do anything.
I don't put a scarf on.
I don't wear a scarf. I don't wear a toque. I don't have the top button done up.
I don't wear wrist rails to work. I put them in a bag and carry them with me.
I carry them with me. Because my husband, just in case, you're right, Mike, just in case there's a blizzard, I will be thankful when I'm waiting at the bus in minus 40.
I fucking hate winter.
I hate winter too. Friends of the podcast, we hate winter. Hate it.
This is what I've now officially decided.
Hate winter.
I hate winter.
Hate winter.
Oh.
So cold. And you know what? Sometimes I wish that I had the balls to put those sorels on, but I'm not doing it.
No. That's ugly.
They're not good. It's not a good look. Blech. Right? It's not a good look.
No.
So you know what, Samantha? No to the mittens. I know. No mittens.
You're not the boss of me.
I will make fun of you every time I see them. On purpose.
And this stops you at any other time?
I'm just saying.
You make fun of me all the time.
What do you need the mittens? You don't need mittens. You're not going to be out. You're not out in the snow. That makes snow angels. You need
Well, that's true, because now I have a car that
has
ski pants too.
Yeah, right? So if you're going to get
I don't need ski pants. Well,
if you're going to get the mittens, you might as well get ski pants.
Oh my God, calm down. I'm not getting ski pants.
Get out your toque.
No, I don't wear toques.
Your head's too big.
It ruins my hair.
I think your head's
too big. My head's not too big for a toque.
It's too big for a hat.
No, of course it's too big for a hat.
So it's way too big for a toque.
Just means I'm smarter than you.
Just means that you have a large noggin. That's what that means.
I think you need to stop talking about the size of my head and being rude about it.
You just implied that I was the fat circus clown lady.
So funny.
To one. So, hi.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So, maybe get a Michael Bublé toque and wear it. Oh, she just gave me the fingerprints of the podcast. All right. You know what, Samantha?
What?
I am going to wish and hope and keep my fingers crossed that your coat fits. Because if your coat doesn't fit... That's a meltdown that I'm not sure I can deal with, right?
It's not a melt. I don't think I can handle it.
I know you.
That's why I haven't tried it on yet.
You won't.
I'm
you don't
scared.
Are you? Does it just like kind of taunt you?
Ugh.
You look
every
at
time
it,
I open the door, I'm like,
there it is. Yeah.
Makes me cry.
Well, but you know what, though?
Thank goodness I do have a backup coat.
Yeah.
That I could wear first before trying on that coat. Because that coat's a swing coat, so I'm good.
See, and then you'll feel good. Right? You'll be like, ha-ha. Maybe summer must have shrunk that bitch, too. Right?
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
I'll let you know, folks.
Yeah, you'll hear about it because I'll dish on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Lisa,
Samantha,
is it time for I shake my head?
It is.
Do you have one?
I do have an I shake my head moment, Samantha.
Why do you look like that?
Because you tried to go cheap. So, friends of the podcast, as you know, Samantha has an issue with time. She's on Sam time. Doesn't matter whether it's day off or whatever. Right? She knows she's going to be late. Yesterday, she was supposed to pick me up from work. 1 o'clock. She sends me a message. I send her a message like at 11, 2 hours early, saying, I'm going to be hungry, and I'm not picking lunch. She doesn't reply. And I'm like, God, well, that's a good sign, because she must be getting ready. Then I get a message at 1:45. So I might be running. I might. You already are running late because I'm already 15 minutes away from you and it's 1:45 and you're texting me at home. So you're already late. So the message was, I might be running late because my clothes aren't dry yet. I'll buy lunch if I'm more than 15 minutes late. So I'm like, oh, for Christ's sakes, I might as well work till 4 because that's where that's headed. So then, friends of the podcast, she's late. Okay. I send her a message. It's like a plea. It's like, I haven't eaten for weeks. Are you coming soon? Right? And then all of a sudden I get a, I'm on my way. So that's fine. Get into the car.
Uh-huh.
Samantha says, sorry, I'm late. Don't say sorry, you're late. Because you know you're late. So don't be sorry because you're not. Because you don't care.
Yeah,
and then she doesn't. And I get that. Known her for a long time.
I'm sorry.
Don't say that. Don't say false stories. Don't say false stories. That's not nice. Okay? So then she says, where do you want to go?
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know, but I'm hungry. And she's like, how about a buffet? So here's my I shake my head moment right here. Is with the how about a buffet. Because that means that you are being so cheap that I can't even open up a menu and pick whatever I want to eat.
Nope.
I have to eat $9.99 buffet.
It wasn't going to be $9.99
It was going to be $14.98.
It wasn't going to be good.
But
then you shamed me into taking you to a normal restaurant.
Absolutely. I feel you're 35 minutes late. I feel I'm entitled to crack open a menu and pick some food.
Oh, yeah.
So that was my shake my head moment right there. I just shook my head when I got the first text saying, I might be 15 minutes late. No, you actually are 15 minutes late because you haven't left yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So friends of the podcast, that was my shake my head moment. Samantha.
That's a good one.
It was a really good one. But I know, and everybody that I work with knows.
Because I don't care.
Everybody knows. The world knows. Right? My husband knows. The girls next door at work know. Everybody knows. Right? What time are you leaving? 1. It's like, and then I want to do like a winky face. Right? That's what I feel. I feel I need.
Be laughing you're making fun of me.
But that's what I feel.
So
it's
true.
It's like I feel like when somebody says, what time's Sam picking you up? If you're standing side by side, I want to like nudge you. 1. Nudge. Right? Like. Like, as if that's happening, right? Okay. So that...
It's so true. So true.
So true.
Oh, my God.
But she does pay for the lunch, because guess what, friends of the podcast? I don't reward bad behavior.
Oh, shut up.
So, Samantha, what's your I shake my head moment?
My I shake my head happened at lunch yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
The menued lunch.
Mm-hmm. And I thought it was odd, because then I... It's funny. We've been at this restaurant before.
Yes.
And it's like, I forget how much they charge for their beverages.
The bill was expensive.
And I'm like looking, I'm like, wow, we have a lot of food.
But I need to insert something before you continue. Friends of the podcast, I didn't make Sam pay for the whole meal. I kicked in $20 because I'm not an asshole.
Yeah, let's clarify that.
Okay.
So anyways, I'm looking at this bill and I'm like, holy shit. $6.20 for 2 pops. The pops were $3.10.
That's for pop.
Like, where are they getting their pop?
Yeah.
And are you trying to, like, make your money through beverages?
I don't know, because I'm sorry, I didn't notice any vodka in my pop.
Well, no, because it's like coffee and tea are expensive, too.
I know.
And it's like, I think I'm just going to stick to water now, because I don't understand why pop is $3.10.
But then when you just get the water, then you get the stink face, and then you get the, which leads to the potential shitty service.
Well, that's
Because they
true.
Think you're not going to tip because you just wanted water.
Yeah, I just wanted water. Mm-hmm. But I just, I'm like, I'm looking at this and I'm like, where, like, is it the cost of the maintenance of the pop machine? Is it
that
they have to rent the pop machine from, like, the Coke or the Pepsi people?
It's not that expensive.
What's happening here?
Not that expensive at an arena.
No.
Or at a bingo hall. Not that I've been, but I don't think it's that expensive.
I just don't understand. $3.10.
$3.10.
I'm like,
I'd like three sips.
Well, and then they nowhere on the menu does it say that you get free refills.
Yeah.
She only offered it to me when she saw that I had like barely anything left in my cup.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get a free refill? I should have had four.
Exactly.
Because then it makes up for $3.10.
And then I felt obligated to drink so much of my pop.
It's $3.10
for pop. And I, friends of the podcast, we're not cheap. We're not cheap eaters.
No,
and we're not cheap tippers.
No, we're not.
It just seems every now and then, right? When you just, it's like when you get the bill, you're like, oh man, forgot, shouldn't have got the pop.
Yeah, because like, why am I paying $3 for pop when I could just go to the corner store and buy a bottle for $1.50?
Exactly.
Like that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, that's my shake my head. Yeah. I don't understand.
I have one other thing to add.
Oh, what?
A bit of a letdown. Jason Morgan back on General Hospital.
Oh.
Right?
Well, you were just like,
I was completely stoked. I know, I was completely stoked. And I will be. Mm-hmm. I will be. But just how they've gone about it.
Oh. They're boring.
Well, it's not boring. It's just because you don't really know. He's just patient six.
Really?
Yeah. And he's just like, he's in a mask and he's covered up, but they revealed his eyes.
Has he talked?
No. But, no.
Okay, how boring is that?
Well, it's not boring. It's not boring. Because if you're a fan of the show, you're waiting. But here's the thing, General Hospital, don't make me wait too long.
That's true, right? Sometimes they drag.
Yeah, because for 2 weeks, you've been putting his little face up in the bottom of the show saying, Steve Burton back as Jason Morgan on Tuesday.
Woo-woo.
Right? So everybody's, you've been all stoked and excited about it.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying, right? Don't wait too long. Not that I get, I have no power because it's already been filmed. But here's hoping that they don't wait too long.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might watch it now that he's on there.
Yeah.
I follow him on Instagram.
He's a hottie.
He's a hottie.
He's a hot.
He's hot.
So you know what? Here's something new that we're doing. Because we are very active on Twitter. And we were very, very lucky last week. Because we had some friends of the podcast give us a little shout out.
The podcast situation.
Yeah. Give us a little shout out. So we want to reciprocate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I listened to You Don't Know-ish with Jennifer and Sheena.
Those are funny girls.
And they are very funny.
They are funny girls.
And I appreciated their latest podcast.
They got,
because they talked about beer and Nickelback.
And you know what? Friends of the podcast, listen to them because they got a little bit of swagger.
They do have swagger.
Yeah. And a little bit of tude.
They can appreciate the cold and the winters and all that. Yeah. They're in Ohio.
They are in Ohio. But here's what I wonder if they know about us.
Hmm.
We live so close to the home of Nickelback. So, girls, try being us.
Yeah,
we
it's too close.
We too hate Nickelback.
And you know what? It's funny because they gave a couple of reasons for hating Nickelback.
Yeah.
But really, the first thing out of someone's mouth is, I hate Nickelback. You ask, well, why do you hate them? Mm. I just do. It's just the normal response.
But then, like I said, when we listened to it, I said, but you know what? I don't hate them quite as much now that the lead singer isn't quite as ugly.
Well, and then they made another good point, is that all their songs kind of sound the same.
Yeah.
They kind of do.
They kind of do.
And then occasionally there's a good song, but then there's like a string of songs talking about things they do to women and degrading women and things of that nature. Because, well, they're boys.
They're boys.
So.
We agree. I shake my head. Two thumbs up with these guys. Mm-hmm. And we agree with your opinions.
Yes. So. Everybody, we love You Don't Know-ish, so you guys should give them a shout-out,
Give them a shout-out. Give them a listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fun.
What are we talking about next week?
Next, Lisa.
Samantha.
A big week next week.
Woo, woo, woo. I like to throw that in whenever
don't
I can.
Do that.
I do. Because that means, that's like alert. That's like an alert.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you scare people with that.
Well, you know what? Hopefully I don't scare anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways, guys. It is the fall preview week next
so
week
excited.
Of TV World, and I am very excited because there are things coming back that I'm very excited to watch, like The Blacklist.
The Blacklist.
Woo!
All of the Chicagos.
James Spader.
Yeah. All the Chicagos.
All the Chicagos. Somebody died.
Somebody dies.
Somebody dies.
Somebody dies. The new one on Monday that I've been just... The Good Doctor.
The Good Doctor looks really good.
Looks really interesting. Mm-hmm. It's like revamped. I can't wait. Excited.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch probably this season of Grey's Anatomy because it's a lighter...
I'm not.
Happier version of Grey's Anatomy.
Not.
I watched last year. Last year was very sad.
I don't like Grey's.
No, I'm going to watch it.
I'm not going to. No. I did one season. I'm like, nah.
Pass. Pass. What else are we watching?
Will and Grace.
Oh, yeah. Will and Grace.
And I was so on the fence with that, hey, until I saw that show the other night.
Was not on the fence, Lisa.
I didn't really watch them, like, their first go. Like, bits and pieces mm-hmm. I did, but I wasn't diehard. Watched their one-hour special that they had the other night on TV. Oh, my goodness. Can't wait.
Yeah. So we're going to talk all things fall preview, and we're going to tell you what we liked, what we disliked, and what we've added into our repertoire just because we watched them. So tune in next week as we divulge all things TV.
All things fall TV. Mm-hmm. And as my husband said, hopefully you're watching some of these on your own time. Right? So apparently Mike Gibson's not committed to the lineup like we are.
No, probably not.
I'm just saying,
no,
right?
No, he never is, though.
No, he's not. No. And you know, and we'll probably just come up with a few other little odds and ends that we're going to discuss, too.
For sure.
But we're not telling everything.
Yeah, we're not committing to anything.
We're not committing to everything. It'll just see how the week goes.
Well, this podcast went everywhere, so.
It went everywhere. And you know what? And again, it went longer than I thought it would.
Yeah.
But we had fun. So friends of the podcast, hopefully you guys had fun. Here's a new little tidbit for you. We are now on iHeartRadio.
What?
Yeah. So friends in the States, listen to us.
I'm 1 degree closer to talking to Ryan Seacrest.
Well, not really, but...
Yes, I am.
But at least but kind of. But not really, but kind of. So you can find us there. iTunes, Podbean.
Yep. Google.
If you love the show, recommend it to a friend. Tell them to follow us on Podbean.
Mm-hmm. Right? We have a Facebook account. We have Twitter. We have Instagram.
Yeah.
So anywhere you want to see us, that's where we are.
That's pretty cool.
We're cool.
We're down. We out.
We da bomb.
We out. Samantha, always a pleasure.
It should be.